On the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. It is time now to have a look at the doubleheader Thursday meetings. We've got Warren Huntley with his preview of Warrnambool, and we've got Mark Hunter at Pakenham tonight. And there's been a bit of rain sweeping through the city, so we'll keep updated what the track conditions will be down at the Bull and also for Pakenham tonight. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
It's a bit of a thin meeting, this Warrnambool meeting, especially a few of the jumps races, but you're confident we can find a winner or two?
Well, small fields, and gee, doesn't seem to be a lot of value. And look, Rick McIntosh and other guys know a lot more about the jumps racing than I do, but just a week after that meeting at Terang and an open hurdle and an open steeple, there's probably limited horses that are going to be up and running for that class of race at this time of the season. But I suppose you've got to put the races on to cater for the ones that are up and about. And the maiden hurdles, well, you know, they're always going to be well sought after, but there'll be a few saving their ammunition for Warrnambool in May, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So we'll be on a softish track, but we'll just keep an eye on the conditions as we get closer to the day with those scattered showers that have been passing through. The rail is in the true. It's currently rated a soft 5. The first race is a maiden hurdle over 3,200 metres. And Dekmar has the favourite here, and it's $1.40. Nelson Toyetic, $5. Rudimental, $8.50. And the market says it should just win. What do you think?
Well, Dekmar's got a couple of horses hard in the market, particularly the short price favourite. Look, his flat form's okay. His jumps trials have been quite spectacular. So he looks ready to go, and he strikes a very winnable race. And gee, if he runs up to his 20-length jumps trial win, he'll be hard to beat here. And he was okay on the flat recently. I think Steve Pateman riding's a positive sign that the horse is going well and might be destined to go on to better things. Maybe this season, maybe next season, but looks like Rod Lyons and themselves have got another nice horse for the jump season. Three for me. Four, Rudimental, is also trialled up nicely enough for the Bobbin stable. Five, Toyetic. I was doubting Toyetic out to this distance range, but Declan Maher, now he's training him, just persisted with him in distance races and got him hard and fit, and he hasn't been totally disgraced. Maybe the tempo of the jumps racing is going to suit him better than some of the higher pressure staying races. Norton Bit comes off to go over the obstacles, and Two Buffalo Bill backs up from that meeting at Terang last week. At least he's got a bit of recent jumps experience under his belt. 3-4-5-2.
3-4-5-2 in the first of the Bull, race number two. This is another maiden hurdle. This is an open hurdle over 3,200 metres. Take out 4, 6, and 7, San Remo. $1.50, onset $4, Chenna's at $6, so it's a small field, just the four runners, and San Remo dominates the market.
Yeah, he comes through that meeting at Terang last week. Looks like Dane Smith's got him up and running to start the season, and he was able to win last week, so the fact that he's backing up tells you that he's had a good week. And another winner out of that meeting who was likely to challenge in the market, Epizeel, who won the maiden hurdle when San Remo won the benchmark, went 20. He's been scratched. So his main danger's been scratched. He's up and running. He's in winning form, and he probably should win again. Three for me. A couple of horses from the Musgrave stable that are probably looking for the obstacles now and got good groundings under the belt. Two, Onset. Five, Chenna's. And by default, number one, Yule Dash for Cash, next best in the field of four. 3-2-5-1.
3-2-5-1. And the third of the jumps races is a steeple. 34.50 is the distance. Scratch number three, leaving four runners again. Mighty Oasis, $2.15. Historic, $3.50. Beehive, $4.50. And Police Camp, who Rick Mack was giving a good push to, at $5.
Yeah, well, I think the market's probably got Mighty Oasis tight enough. And here over the larger obstacles, I didn't have a lot between numbers two and one here as my main selections in a race where I still couldn't have a firm opinion. But Historic eased out of the race when there was some interference last start. Must have come through that well for Steve Pateman to be saddling up and riding. Two for me, had a one, Police Camp, looks to have trialled up pretty well, and no doubt will be better over even further. But I agree with Rick that a horse who's run so well in a grand annual sort of can't be disrespected here in a small field. Four Mighty Oasis might have a chance, but I thought was tight enough in the market. And the Beehive comes through the same trial recently as Police Camp and also looked to trial up okay. 2-1-4-5.
2-1-4-5 in the third. The first of the flat races is race number four. And here we get a Lindsay Smith favourite. He's got a very good team in again, as he always does at the Bull. Scratch number two, Singer Rainbow, $2.50. Zalamba, $3.80. Campeo, $6.50. Barbed Wire Baby, also $6.50. Are you with the strength of the Lindsay Smith team?
Absolutely, yeah. I think Singer Rainbow was a real eye-catcher at Terang two starts ago, Michael, over the 1,400 metres, was back in the field, really strong to the line there and almost grabbed the short price favourite in density. And the last run over 1,200 metres, that was the meeting where there was a problem with the shoot start at Warrnambool and the race was reduced the day before from 1,400 metres to 1,200 metres and Lindsay Smith still sent Singer Rainbow around and he ran okay, but they were just too sharp back to the 1,200 metres. That would have been a lovely progression out to this race, although if he was able to win over 1,400 metres last start, he wouldn't be in maiden grade. But I think he can win today out to the 1,700 metres. It looks rather unconventional, 1,200 to 1,400 metres, but there's real circumstances around it with that race being shortened last start. So clearly 8 for me out of 11. Zalamba, who's fit, racing well, looks like this trip should suit. 5, Taka Khan, I think, can improve out to this distance. This is a high weight race, so those jockeys getting fitter with the jump season right amongst us now. And I thought Taka Khan will be suited up in distance here. And 10, Barbed Wire Baby. She can be a little bit hit and miss, but gee, she's shown some talent. Just think she's going to get buried right back in the field from that draw. Need some luck, but she should be hitting the line strongly. 8, 11, 5, 10.
8, 11, 5, and 10. In race number four. The first leg of the quaddie is race five. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,700 metres. Take out 9 and 12. Lindsay Smith's got the favourite here as well. Likely Suspect, 3.20. James the Great, 4.20. Four Outlaws, $6. Thunder and Lightning at $6 as well. Its last couple have probably been a little disappointing, this favourite. Are you willing to give it another chance?
Look, I'm forgiving. Particularly two runs ago, things didn't go right for him, and I thought he held his ground okay behind Coastal Town. Certainly got a bit closer to Coastal Town, if that's the benchmark. Was 7.5 lengths or so behind him two starts ago, and only a length and a half behind him last start. Wouldn't even be surprised to see Jared Fry ride him a little bit more positively today. This is a wider leg of the quaddie, but there's a couple of really short legs. I thought Four Likely Suspect had as good a chance as anything in an even race. I'm giving number one Under the Bridge a chance. I thought a recent jump out was encouraging. He's going to be better over further, maybe over the obstacles. But, gee, I think he's trialled up nicely to kick off at this trip. And in this grade, I think he can't be underestimated. 3, James the Great, getting fitter with a couple of runs under the belt, front bandages and the earmuffs come off today. He doesn't have any real turn of foot, but he's probably ready for this distance at this stage of his prep. With the claim, he comes in quite well. And 2-4 Outlaws is fit and consistent, not a regular winner, but certainly could pop up here and not shock. Didn't know what to make as Rick McIntosh outlined in the fast form. Thunder and Lightning getting up to 1,700 metres. If it wins, I won't be. I'm just happy to have a look here. 4-1-3-2.
4-1-3-2 in race 5. Race 6 is a 64 over 1,200. In this race, we take out 3 and 5. Millennial Girl, $2.90. Omaninka at $3.40, Brazen Brando $5, Wish I Might $6, Canal Grand is a $10 shot. Do we need a few in the second leg?
I'm only putting two in, Michael, and not a big price. There's been a trim up for Omaninka this morning. There was plenty of $4 available this morning after scratchings, and I thought Omaninka looked hard to beat here, dropping in grade back to this 64 grade here, but getting the benefit of the claim for Lockie overall. I thought that run at Bendigo last start, without much luck, was a good form reference for this. So I thought one was the horse to beat. Head of 2, Brazen Brando, who seems to be going around every week, copying his racing well, and Jayla Kennedy, apprentice to Dan O'Sullivan, knows the horse well. 9, Canal Gron, was good winning last start. I think Chris Kelthorpe probably found the right race at Eden Hope, a maiden of probably not any great depth, but loved the way that Canal Grand ran through the line. And Millennial Girl, she seems to pop up in the market at times. There's some runs on her scorecard that would have a good chance here. Oh, gee, she can be hit and miss for me, and I think she's taking out probably too much of a percentage in the market. If that's incorrect, then I've seen the race wrong. I thought Omanica was a touch over the odds. 1.298.
1.298 in race 6. Race 7, a 50-odd over 1,000. Take out 3 and 5. Field of Flutes is odds on. $1.80 for Ma Eustace. I See You Coming, $2.90. Tequila Storm, $8. Book Launch, $9.
Yeah, skinny race again, Michael. Field of Flutes looks quite smart. Looks to have trialled up nicely to get back to the races. Still has a little bit of a high head carriage and probably still honing his craft to some extent, but he showed speed in the Gold Rush on debut at Bendigo. Then he dominated a race at Warwick Nabil, and he was only narrowly beaten by Fission, went favourite at Moonee Valley at his only other start. And Fission has raced consistently right through the summer months. That form's strong for this and just looks the one to beat. Two for me. There is to be an upset. Interested that Lindsay Smith's taken I See You Coming back to the 1,000 metres here. He's just going to probably ride him to balance up, find his feet, and if there's any chink in Field of Flutes armour late, I think I See You Coming will be the one that's coming late. Six, Tequila Storm, didn't come up last preparation, might have been well-placed first preparation. Recent jump out was pretty quiet, no real guide there, but the race does fall away. And haven't seen a recent jump out for Yulong Knight, but if he's forward enough, he could at least be competitive. 2.461.
2.461 in race 7. Race number 8 is a 58 over 2,000 metres. In this race, they all go round. And Glitter and Gold, $3.50 favourite for Lindsay Smith. Disputed River, $4.40. Matsuyaka, $4.80. And Sunday's Best, $5.50. How can we end the program at the Bull?
Well, the best way you can end the program at the Bull is jump on the Lindsay Smith bandwagon, I think, Michael. It's been a pretty good formula in recent times. And it was a remarkable run last time for Glitter and Gold at the Valley. The track was a good 3 by that stage. And, look, she just didn't want to stretch out early. But then late in the race, you could say that she was unlucky. She should have finished a lot closer, ran out of room late in the race. Here up to 2,000 metres, back to 58 grade, getting her toe in the ground. Real good opportunity for Taylor Childs, who's spending some time there down at Warrnambool, and I think Glitter and Gold can win. One for me, had 8 Sunday's Best, also in the Rosemont colours. Wasn't sure early in the career about getting out to this trip, but the way it's been finishing off over the 1,600 metres, you would think that she's showing signs that the 2,000 metres is within her scope. 4 Disputed River was a solid, tough maiden winner 2 starts ago, and then didn't quite measure up, but only got tied in much stronger company last start. The blinkers go back on here. Dean Yindle from a reasonable draw, you would think, probably gets somewhere near the speed. And 6 Matsuyaka has been consistent without winning recently. I think more a trifecta. First 4 chance. 1.846.
1.846. Lindsay was keen this morning too on Glitter and Gold in the last. So how do we play the Bull today?
I think we stick with Lindsay Smith for the best of the day. I'll go with race 4, number 8, Singer Rainbow, out to 1,700 metres. Really no value throughout the meeting, but I still think race 6, one, number 1, Omanica, is slightly over the odds. Quaddy first leg, 4, 1, 3, and 2. Second leg, numbers 1 and 2. Third leg, 2 and 4. Coming home with numbers 1, 8, and 4. I don't put the Moz on. Lindsay, the all-up for the player of the day, is race 4, number 8, Singer Rainbow. Into Lindsay's other runner in the last that he thinks is a great winning chance, race 8, number 1, Glitter and Gold.
In Lindsay we trust, Warren. It's a good way to play at the Bull. Enjoy Warrnambool today. Look forward to getting all of your weekend thoughts too on the Saturday morning panel for what will be a huge weekend of racing. Good on you, Woz.
Thanks, Michael.